This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Y.E. Delang Pariyat. In Assam, the state government has decided that Aadhaar cards will not be issued to applicants who or whose families have not applied for inclusion in the National Register of Citizens. The move was aimed at checking infiltration. The Assam cabinet has taken this decision to check infiltration from Bangladesh in view of the apprehension by police and the BSF in Assam and Tripura. In his post on X, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said, stricter guidelines for issuance of Aadhaar to ensure infiltrators do not secure them, and this will be a new deterrence against illegal infiltration. Sarma also said that the new move will ensure the genuineness of Aadhaar applicants, and the General Administration Department is the nodal agency for the implementation of the standard operating procedures. In Meghalaya, senior BJP legislator Sanbor Shulai has urged Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma to ensure smooth transportation of cattle to the state for traders with valid official documents following the unease in the state due to the ban on consumption of beef in Assam. The MLA, in his letter to Sarma, said that the recent beef ban in Assam has created concern among the residents of Meghalaya over the likelihood of a hike in beef prices. The BJP MLA also said that the local bovine traders have repeatedly submitted their grievances over bringing bovines from other states to Meghalaya for legitimate business, agriculture and allied purposes through Assam. The Assam government on the 4th of this month has decided to ban the consumption of beef in public, in hotels, restaurants and community gatherings to further strengthen the Assam Cattle Preservation Act of 2021. The fifth edition of Winter Tales Festival was inaugurated by Tourism Minister Paul Lingdor at Wards Lake in Shillong yesterday. This year's theme is Balance, reflecting the state's commitment to sustainable tourism. Addressing the gathering, the minister emphasized the importance of celebrating Meghalaya's unique strengths, including its natural beauty, music and arts. He expressed pride in the festival's growth, which now showcases artisans, weavers and entrepreneurs from all 12 districts of Meghalaya. He also announced that Meghalaya will participate in a major tourist festival in Gujarat next February, where the state will be recognized for promoting green tourism. The event promotes eco-friendly initiatives, including waste segregation and a plastic-free environment. In Manipur, the Nupilal Numit 2024 was observed yesterday to pay tribute to Manipuri women freedom fighters who revolted against British rule in 1904 and 1939. The state-level Nupilal 2024 observation was held at Imphal. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, ministers, MLAs, senior officials and others paid floral tributes to the women freedom fighters at the Nupilal Memorial Complex in Imphal. Addressing the gathering, Singh said that Nupilal Numit had been observed every year to remember the role played by brave women in 1904 and 1939 respectively. He said that the bravery and courage could also be seen among the present-day women of the state, as they had been leading from the forefront in every issue pertaining to the safety of the people of the state. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.